it almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today will remain sunny with a high near 41 degrees. Breezy southwest wind 10 to 17 miles per hour with gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. Tonight, a slight chance of snow before 10 p.m., then a chance of flurries overnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 20. The chance of precipitation is 20%, and on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 28. And in the news for today, Wisconsin's Republican lawmakers are seeking to push the state's redistricting battle before the U.S. Supreme Court after the Wisconsin Supreme Court approved voting maps submitted by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. In November, the state court said it would take a least changes approach when approving new congressional state, Senate, and state assembly district maps, and last Thursday, it determined the governor's plan most closely met that rule. While Evers' plan will keep the GOP in control of the legislature, Democrats generally praise the state high court's decision, as the Republicans' maps would likely increase their control of state government and Wisconsin's congressional seats. Republican leaders argued Evers' maps moved too many Black and Hispanic voters, which Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said, quote, intentionally watered down minority representation for political gain, end quote. Wisconsin's current maps were drawn and passed by GOP lawmakers a decade ago when they controlled the legislature and the governor's office. Legislative Republicans have asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to hold off on implementing the new maps until the U.S. Supreme Court weighs in. Information for this report comes in part from Wisconsin Public Radio affiliate WXPR in Rhinelander. Dairyland Power Cooperative has entered into an agreement with New Scale Power based in Portland, Oregon to explore using its smaller scale nuclear generating technology to provide power to more than 500,000 residents in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois. Dairyland is the second Wisconsin utility to partner with New Scale in the past year. XL Energy, with customers in northern and western Wisconsin, entered into a similar agreement with NuScale last summer. Dairyland is examining carbon-free power supply technologies, including NuScale's small modular reactor nuclear plants, said Dairyland President and CEO Brent Ridge. This agreement provides Dairyland an opportunity to explore this technology and evaluate whether it might be a viable long-term alternative to provide our members with safe, reliable, and cost-effective electricity in a lower carbon future. And quote, there is no timetable between the companies to develop a nuclear power source in Wisconsin. Information from this report came from WPR and the World Nuclear News. A reminder, the Vernon County Health Department is offering a drive-through COVID-19 testing event until 4 p.m. today at the Old County Highway Shops located at 612 North Main Street in Viroqua. The testing is intended for residents of Western Wisconsin aged 12 months of age and up. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.